Good morning, Nielsen, FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Denny Dara, the Managing Director for North America for Forbo. Denny, how you doing?
Good. How are you today, Kemp?
I'm good. Yeah, it's been a while since we've talked on a podcast. It was at Greenbuild in 2014, so I apologize. You work for a Swiss-based firm that does business around the world, and then you're in charge of North America based out of Hazleton, Pennsylvania. I want to talk to you about two things. I want to talk about Forbo Flooring. Most people know Forbo, the market share leader in linoleum, plays both in the commercial and residential market. I also want to talk about this coronavirus because you have an interesting perspective on that. But let's start with flooring. One of the things I think is interesting, most people know linoleum is a natural product and has great performance. It's a little bit more expensive. And I'll tell you an interesting perspective. I was in a webinar of some pretty powerful people earlier this week, and we were talking about what the overhang might be, what might be the lasting effect of life, the new normal after this virus. And we were talking about, would people pay more for sustainable products? And one of the people who knows the business really well says that, well, up to this point, we all know that the commercial market was willing to pay for green. Linoleum would be the king of resilient. And that's a true fact, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, in terms of linoleum, it has a tremendous sustainability profile. Mm-hmm. It is CO2 neutral, cradle to gate. But that's not the only factor associated with it. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that will play very strongly for linoleum and other products that we manufacture is I think you're going to see a dynamic shift to hygienic products as we go forward. And the hygienic and health properties of that, and our, as well as our Flotex product, are spot on for where the marketplace is going to go, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And most people know, you know, Flotex is your capped product. It's a resilient product with a nylon cap on top, right?
Correct.
And healthcare is a big sector you play in, and you think it's going to be even more important down the road, right?
Yes. I think one of the things that the healthcare organizations have learned is that their ambulatory space may not be able to be used as much or be as flexible as they need it to be. They had to start looking external to a Javits Center,
right,
to convert over space rather than use their own ambulatory space. So we think the hygienic nature will create upgrades to the quality of product that's used in acute care as well as ambulatory facilities, which I think creates a tremendous opportunity going forward and is one of the dynamic shifts we'll see in that segment going forward.
Another big sector for your linoleum products is the education sector, right?
That is correct. And that's another area where, whether it's higher ed in terms of dormitory and the student life side and what they're going to have to deal with in terms of adapting there, again, hygienic will play a great and tremendous role. We're very strong there with both our Marmoleum product as well as our Flotex product and the K-12 environment as well. Fortunately, the coronavirus is profiled not to our youth, which is we can be thankful for in terms of the demographic it attacks, but still those preparations can have to be there in that environment, and again, we'll play to our strengths.
Well, Denny, I know you're a numbers guy. We talk fairly frequently, and you have a global perspective. I want to talk to you a little bit about which regions of the world are handling this virus situation the right way and which ones aren't. Give us a little flavor for your perspective on that.
Well, it's been interesting to watch from my point of view. There is so much noise out there. To me, there's only, I'll say, two numbers that you can measure that actually matter in this. First is number of hospitalizations. You can count the person coming in the door accurately, and how does it match up to what your system can handle? And then the number of deaths. That's an absolute number and a measurable number. The number of cases is totally dependent on testing. So if you test more, you tend to find more. So I've really focused, the way I've looked at this in terms of how people have approached it, on those two numbers and then some qualitative factors that we know about the disease. It has a clear demographic that it attacks. Older and with health risk. The one thing that hasn't really been talked about is whether you look at it by country or you look at it by state, you have different qualities of healthcare system that are out there, and that clearly plays into how we do with this. And when you look at it, you want to look at how behaviors affect this. And what was interesting to me when I started to take a look at it, whether you looked at it by country or whether you looked at it by state, there's no tangible value to being able to see a hard lockdown. Clearly, there's a tremendous value in masks, social distancing, all the proper hygienic precautions that we need to take. But you don't see a differentiation between whether it's a country or a state that did a hard lockdown versus a country or a state that didn't. For example, you look at Europe, whether you look at Spain, UK, Italy, France, they all did hard lockdowns, bringing their economies to much lower levels. And they average between 450 to 600 deaths per million in their population. Sweden, that has been much talked about as an example of a country that didn't go as hard down, they have 380 deaths per million in their population. So you can see how that balances off in terms of saying, okay, they did take the precautions of using the mask, social distancing, responsible behavior, and all those other things, but they didn't bring their economy to a screeching halt, but yet their performance, it even shows a little better, but I think that's because of their health demographic being a little healthier culture and some other things. It made no tangible difference in terms of shutting those other economies down. You can look at it in the U.S. as well. You look at the states like New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan, that did these hard shutdowns. They're anywhere from 400 to 1,400 deaths per million of residents in the state. You look at the states like Texas, Florida, Georgia, that are talked about because they've been less lenient, and they're respectively 49, 98, and 160. You do want to use the precautions. We have to be safe in our work environments. We have to create the social distancing. We have to follow all those guidelines and do the responsible approach. But the byproduct of shutting off an active economy, to me, has been somewhat frustrating. And I think the biggest reason it's frustrating is that flooring, one of the appeals to me of it, is it's an entrepreneur's business, which I know sounds a little odd coming from a person who works from a publicly traded company. But this has really been an attack on the entrepreneurial class, where you have those businesses forced to shut down while big box retailers are able to essentially sell the same products. And what there isn't for that is a tangible, definable benefit where we can say, well, because we did this, it did that. I'm not saying the things were wrong when they decided them up front, but what I'm saying is it needs to get turned off now. We need to all get back to business in a safe, practical way is the key for us going forward.
I know a lot of people in the flooring business, as you say, they are entrepreneurs, and they are completely behind what you're telling, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to interview you, is because, you know, locking everybody down, it not only kills the economy, but the numbers don't even show that it effectively protects the citizenry, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, the key is, if you look at the numbers, the behaviors are what are key. Yeah. We need to maintain the behaviors. Right. We need to do the best. We can't get lackadaisical with the behaviors. Yeah. But at the other side of the equation, having the economy stopped makes no sense, and the other damages just pile up on top of that. Now, I don't have a metric for that, but it's clear to me there's enough data here that people can make an accurate decision and say, go be responsible, follow the behaviors, and let's get back to life.
Well, hopefully for you, and when this is all said and done and we look back at it, it will tune the commercial market into purchasing products that not only are green, but also have the performance profile that yours do.
Yeah, I think the marketplace is aligning. We've done a lot of good things, I'll say, from some innovations point of view that we have in the marketplace. We're going to promote in the marketplace that also play to these improved hygienic properties and improved performance properties and the ability to execute on a job cost effectively. So I'm anxious to get back to work, obviously, in terms of what our new normal is going to be, but getting back out there and getting the business going.
All right, Denny, it's great to catch you up. Again, been talking to Denny Dara, the Managing Director of Forbo in North America, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLady.net.